the Gemara mentioned the brisa of Sholosh Noshim Mishamshis B'moich. This brisa is mentioned in many areas in Shas. Look in the Maseres Hashas, Yevomis Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, Daf Kuf Amid Beis, Nida Daf Mem Hei, Nadarim Daf Lam Hei. So it's something that's mentioned in a whole bunch of places. And there's a very important machloikis Rashi in places right here, Yevomis Yud Beis, how to understand Pashup Shad in the Gemara of Sholosh Noshim Mishamshis B'moich, and has ramifications, la halacha, not for today, but a very important, at least the aleph base of the sugya, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that when the Braisa says, Sholosh Noshim Meshamshes V'moich, what it means is, Mutarois, I'm reading Rashi in Yevomis, Mutarois Loseis Moich, B'mokim Tashmish, Kishehe Meshamshes Kadesh Elohi Sabah. What it means is that she's allowed to take a Moich, put it inside Oisei Mokim at the time that the actual Tashmish is taking place. And that's a Chiddush, because you would think that if the Bia is happening not directly to the Guf of the Isha, but with the Moich in between, that should constitute Zera Levatola. And ordinarily it would constitute Zera Levatola. However, Mipnei HaSakana, the Chachamim allowed these three Noshim to be Meshamesh B'moich. Tosfos says it's not possible that the Chachamim would allow something like this to happen. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that a man who's boil a woman, even his wife, and there's a moich inside the guf of the woman at the time of Tashmish, harehu kematal zera al ha'etzim val havonim. It's like he's being matal zera and etzim havonim. It's not considered a bia with ishtoi. It's considered a bia directly on the moich. And it's pure zera levatola. So there's no question that that would be awesome. What does the brisa mean when it says, Rav Meir says, sholish noshim b'shamshus moich? It means that we allowed moich after tashmish. So whereas ordinarily moich la'achat tashmish is a problem, over here a moich la'achat tashmish will be fine, says Tosfos, that the truth is, moich la'achat tashmish is really always fine, Rabbeinu Tam says. Ah, you'll tell me by putting a moich in after tashmish, what you're doing is you're now causing this woman not to be able to become pregnant. So Tosfos says, zera levatola has nothing to do with a woman being able to become pregnant through the zera. And I'll prove it to you. Midi dehavi aktano, v'ailanis, d'loi itzeru b'tashmish, mishum d'lab b'noiz bonim ninu. The teretz is, husband and wife, in addition to the mitzvah puruvu, there's a mitzvah of sheves, it's a husband and wife, so zera levatola is not related to puruvu, because if it was related to puruvu, an islandess would never have a heter bia. So clearly, one has nothing to do with the other. If that's the case, then moich la'achat tashmish shouldn't be a problem. What's the issue? The issue is that it's because it's avodim. No, it's not. There was no moich there at the time of tashmish. Elamai, the issue is that she's not going to be able to become a muberes through that tashmish. So what? Why is that different than a ketayel and an islandess? So really, it's always mutter. So what does it mean? Sholish nashim b'shamshes b'moich. According to Rashi, there's a chiddush in sholish nashim b'shamshes b'moich. You can have the moich there at the time of Tashmish. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't have the moich b'shas Tashmish. So what does it mean? La'achat Tashmish. La'achat Tashmish, it's always mutter. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you have to say that what sholish noshim b'shamshes b'moich means is tzrichos l'shamish b'moich. Ordinarily, you're allowed to be Meshamesh B'moich, but you don't have to. These three women, Mipnei HaSakona, are actually obligated to be Meshamesh B'moich. So two machlokes in Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, Pashu Pshat, how to learn the Gemara. According to Rashi, Sholish Nashim Meshamesh B'moich means Moich B'shas Tashmish. Meshamesh means Mutoris L'shamesh B'moich. They don't have to, they're allowed to. And the Chiddush is that it's not Zera Levatola, although the Moich is there B'shas Tashmish. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Sholish Nashim Meshamesh B'moich means Dafka La'achat Tashmish. You're always allowed to. Shamshus b'meich means tzrichos l'shamshus b'meich. This Tosfos is quoted by the Poskim. There's a tshuva from Moshe, and there's a tshuva from Chaim Moizer, and I believe tshuva is from Kiveger. But there's a lot of discussion here in the Achronim, and a lot of the halachas regarding different forms of birth control come from this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos right here, and some of the lashonos that Tosfos uses, amoich b'shas tashmish, l'achat tashmish. So a lot of these svaras, it sounds like from the sugya that women also have a iser to be moitzi zera levatola. It's something that's not exclusive to men, women also, because we're talking to the woman. Is she allowed to be Meshamesh B'moich? We're saying that she's allowed, because otherwise she would have an Issa Zera Levatola. That's the Mashmois. So either way, that's the sugi over here of Sholish Nashim Meshamesh B'moich. Incidentally, one other place where this halacha plays out, and that is regarding a woman that's a Meinekes. So the halacha is a woman that's a pregnant woman, that she's either she's either divorced or she's an almana, so she's not allowed to get married as long as she's still nursing her child. That's the halacha. How long does she have to wait? So it's halacha and Shulchan Aruch, and Benazir Sibin Yud Gimel, she has to wait, chafta al chodesh, she has to wait 24 months before she gets married. And the reason is, because if she will become pregnant, why she's a meinekes, there could be a sakana for her child. I asks the Gemara, Yevamos Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, then Meineka should never be able to have bia even with her own husband. Maybe she's going to become pregnant. According to the Chachamim, the Teretz is Shemer Psayim Hashem, or according to Rameir, use a moich. So say too with this other man, use a moich, or just say Shemer Psayim Hashem. What's the difference between somebody else and the husband? So the Teretz is because we say that we're concerned maybe that she'll have a child, mess up her milk. So if the husband is the father of the child, so the father is going to make sure that nothing happens to the child. But if it's some other man, a strange man, to whom this child is not really his child, then there's more of a concern that maybe it's not going to play out right for the child, and we're going to be more concerned over there. When we don't Yevamah Stachman Beis, we spoke out that the Chachma Shloimeh, Reb Shloimeh Kluger, in his Zagoyes Chachma Shloimeh says that was only Bimei Chazal with Halacha was Chav Dalad Chodesh. This is Halacha L'maisa. But Bizman Hazeh, he said in his times, women didn't nurse anymore for 24 months, so the halacha was Yud Ches Chodesh, only 18 months. Shlomo Kluger said that although you'll tell me that once the Chachamim make a takana, it's a davish of a minion, and ain bezin yachal avatol divrei bezin chaveroi elim king godom imed b'chachum a minion. So how does bezin have a right today? You'll tell me the metzias changed. Who cares? It's a davish of a minion. It shouldn't really matter. So he brought a raya from a toisus and megillah dafei amud beis where the Gemara says the Rebbe wanted to be mevatel tisha b'av. And v'lehoydu loichacham, Tosfos says, how could Rebbe be mevatel Tisha B'Av? It's a dovish of a minion. Bezin's not allowed to be mevatel dovish of a minion. Tosfos says two terutzim. I mean, the first terutz Tosfos says is Rebbe wasn't going to be mevatel Tisha B'Av legamri. He was going to take away the chumras that Tisha B'Av has over an ordinary tainus. But really, he was going to keep it as an ordinary tainus. It says Rav Shlomo Kluger, you see from Tosfos that the halacha of dovish of a minion is only if you're being oikud the takana legamri. But if you're not being oikud the takana legamri, then you don't have the halacha. So to tweak the takana from that's not going to be a problem. Ramosha in the Gris Moshe, Ebenezer, Chelik Beis, and Mites brings this tshuva from Reb Shlomo Kluger. The whole siman is regarding the chiddush of Reb Shlomo Kluger. That's the title of the siman, and he brings from his son Reb David. David Feinstein, who asked a shayla on Reb Shlomo Kluger's lamedus from also the Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Megillah, because the Gemara says that Megillah nekras b'yiralf b'yubeis b'yugimel. Asks the Gemara, yiralf b'yubeis b'yugimel. It was the whole halacha of Megillahs from the Anshe Knesset Gedola. How could we be mevatel? It's a davish of a minion. Great of David, you're not being mevatel the davish of a minion according to Reb Shlomo Kluger. You're only tweaking it. You're saying it's not dafku yidal tezvav. It could also be yidal v'yubeis v'gimel. Reb Moshe likes the shayla. And either way, halacha l'maisa, Reb Moshe argued with Reb Shlomo Kluger, and he said, Reb Moshe said that although I don't agree with the reasoning of Reb Shlomo Kluger, however, I think Reb Shlomo Kluger is right, because although it's true the Chachamim made a takana of Chav Dalad Chodesh, but the takana wasn't Chav Dalad Chodesh. What was the takana? A meinekis is not allowed to get married. How long do people nurse? That depends. Every kufa is different. Every zman, every country, every culture is different. So Reb Moshe said, depending on the culture, that's how you're going to know what the halach is. Shlomo Kluger understood that the davish of a minyan was, you can't get married for 24 months after you have a child. How could you change that? The Teretz is, we're only tweaking it. We're not changing it. Reb Moshe says, I agree with the psak halacha that it's not a davish of a minyan to change Chav Dalad Chodesh, but not for Reb Shlomo Kluger's reasoning. I believe that if the takana was Chav Dalad Chodesh, you wouldn't be able to change it. The takana was never Chav Dalad Chodesh. The takana was meinekis, can't get married. How do you define menekes? It used to be chafta al chodesh. Maybe it changed. What's the halacha l'maisa? Reb Moshe says, if you want, you can be mekel 21 months. Assume this is halacha l'maisa. 21 months, chaf alef chodesh. He doesn't like yud ches chodesh. He likes chaf alef chodesh. You have to look at the tshuva and see why he was more comfortable with that.